We're in the key of A.
In the key of A, would you read along with me?
Improvised.
What's the next one? Oh, we should have Brad.
Yeah. Brad, why don't you come on?
Welcome to the interlude.
We have to go up there and do the lights.
No, right here is perfect. All right, so I've been thinking about kind of about singing like we're doing tonight, and you know, one thing about a lot of the old epic songs were written about, you know, these mighty men who did mighty deeds. And those are the kinds of songs I love to listen to, you know, the ones that tell a story. And if you turn to Exodus chapter 15, Exodus chapter 15 talks about the song of Moses and the children of Israel after they were rescued from the Egyptians after crossing the Red Sea. In Exodus chapter 15, just want to look at one verse here. Verse 11. Says, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? I want to look at this evening. The Bible is going to show us two examples of the power of God. And there's many other examples that we can see in the Bible of God's power, but we're just going to not even scratch the surface. We're really scratching the surface of the surface this evening. So what are these powers? We're going to look at the power of God in creation and the power of God in the cross. So first of all, the power of God in creation. If we turn to Psalm chapter 33. Psalm chapter 33, we're going to start our reading in verse 6. Psalm 33, verse 6 reads, therefore, I'm in Exodus still. Alright, Psalm 33, starting verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the water of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. We serve an amazing God because he spoke. All he did was say the words, and it happened. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He didn't even lift a finger until it came to the creation of mankind, who was made in his image. God, we see so many examples in creation. Just looking, all we have to do is look at creation, and we can see God's power displayed. There's so many things from the birds of the air. Like we were singing about all God's critters, like all these little creatures were made by an amazing God that we serve, showing the power of God, his attention to detail, his being powerful enough to make these things. We also see in, if we turn to Colossians, not just in the act of creation, we saw that in Psalm 33, but we also see his power in the sustaining of creation. In Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, says, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. I was thinking, especially in this day and age, we look out, we see all these things that are happening. We, you know, hear people saying, the end of the world is coming. Or we see people talking about World War III that's going to happen. But we don't have to worry about that because none of these things are going to happen unless God says so. Nothing is going to happen to God's creation unless he says it's going to happen. And, you know, it can be easy to lose faith in this. We can kind of get disheartened when we look at all these things that are happening. But we don't have to. We can take hold of this. First, it says that God is holding all things together. And so that's what we're called to do. Are we holding these things true? Are we really having faith? Do we lose faith when we see these things? Because we shouldn't be losing any faith about that. So we don't just see God's power in creation, we also see it, his power in the cross. If we turn to turn back a few verses to verse 13. Verse 13 says, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We see the power of the cross, and we're going to look at some more here. If we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll start with chapter 2, and we're going to start with verse 4. It says, "And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." If we look back to chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God." So the power of the cross, we see that in our very salvation. Our salvation is through the cross. It's not through anything else. We see that in 1 Peter talks about our salvation. It's not through all these things, the traditions of men. It's through the blood of Christ. It's through the cross. And we also see that it's not just our salvation that's through the cross. Our daily lives show the power of the cross. If we turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Actually, let's go ahead and turn back to starting verse 13. "For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast anything except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Through the cross of Christ, we have been crucified to the world, like Paul has in here. We don't have to live according to the world. It's so easy to get trapped up in the world, isn't it? We look at the world, we see these things of the world, and we get so enticed by these things. We want to go do these things, but there's nothing in the world that can compare to Christ. There's nothing in the world that can give us that same salvation. It's only in the cross. Are we doing this? Are we finding our satisfaction in the world, which can never show satisfaction? Or is it in the cross? Just by closing, so we can give them some more time singing, I just wanted to read Psalm 148, because the motive of all this is thinking of the power of God. Just like we see the mighty deeds of mighty men, have God's people to write songs about them. How much more is the power of God something to sing about? And how much more should we praise him because of his power? I can find Psalms here. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him. Praise the Lord. And while we continue singing, let's go ahead and pray here real quick as we. Lord, You are so amazing. And Lord, we could never sing Your praise enough. Lord, even if we were to quit our jobs and start praising You nonstop, we would still fall short of the praise that You are worthy of. And Lord, just ask that You would be with us the rest of this evening as we continue to praise You and to worship Your name. Sing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So we've got two more songs for you. Special songs. That's good. If you don't, that's good too. Just listen along.
Many colors, Joseph wore, and then he page, one I just found recently myself, talking about, it's the reality of it. It's the life I live in Christ is because of Him and not me. So if you know it, sing along. It's a newer hymn. It's one of my favorites.
Of grace is Jesus my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love.
it reminds me of Psalm 63. Psalm 63 opens and it talks about, "Oh God, you are my God. Early in the morning I will seek you." And then further on in the chapter you read of, "On the night watches, in my bed, I meditate on your goodness." And this is kind of a good, I think, psalm to wind up the day, because it talks about that. If Christ was in every moment of our day, Christ be in my waking, Christ be in my sleeping, Christ be in everything we do. So just another song to bring honor and glory to Him.
I don't know it. He knows it. 1-1.